This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Mo, your friend actually looks forward to being the side piece.
Yeah, ironic following this story.
Uh-huh.
This was interesting to me because I had spoke on my podcast about how I just feel like with a lot of this new generation that we're having, marriage is being questioned. Sometimes even full-blown relationships are being questioned. And some people, like you said, just rather date casually, while others still believe in the traditions of being in exclusive relationships and dating monogamously and things of that nature. And so that conversation led to one of my friends hitting me up and being completely honest with me about something that I'd never even heard him tell me before. And he was like, you can tell my story because I am curious as to what people think about it. Just don't tell my name. I said, I got you, my dude. So he told me that he has been not really secretly as far as with the women he's dating, but secretly as far as with like his family and his friends. He doesn't really share this. But if he's being completely honest because of his past and some of the things that he experienced when he was in a relationship. He was married once at one point in life. And I guess he kind of always told himself, if I ever get married and it doesn't work, like, that's it for him. He never wanted to be married twice. He had no desire. It was like, I'm going to try this once and I'm done. And I guess the way his marriage went and the way his relationships have gone in his life, what his experience has led him to believe, he has now reached this place where he was ashamed of it at first, but now he's starting to understand, like, this is just me. This is what makes me happy. But he actually prefers to be the side piece. Like, that's his thing.
I'm so intrigued by this.
He genuinely pursues women who are taken. And he has no limit to it. Like, in his mind, he feels like, of course, people are going to say it's wrong, right?
Well, yeah, because role reversal. If a woman actively, like, that's her intent, right, is to pursue men who are in committed relationships, I'm going to look sideways at her. I'm going to look more than sideways at her. I mean, she's
a home wrecker. That's the word you're looking for.
Every time I hear that word, I think when our former producer Blake wrote it down because he didn't think he could say that on air.
He said the S word. But he wouldn't say homewrecker.
Right. So he knows that, right? Yeah. He's aware of that piece
of it. He's a homewrecker, too.
Right. And he doesn't necessarily, like, he wanted to make it clear. He does not try to pursue women who are not into that and then try to convince them to be into that. That's not his thing.
Okay.
But he knows, like, he says, whether I do it or not, whether we accept it or not, there are going to be women who cheat. It is what it is, uh-huh, right? Whether they married in a relationship, that's just for some women, that's their thing. So in his mind, if it's going to happen anyway,
I might as well be the one to benefit from it.
I might as well be the guy. He doesn't want to have to sleep at night and wonder what his partner is out there doing anymore. He doesn't want to go through the process of loving someone and being lied to or deceived anymore. He just simply is over that. And he has found comfort in being the guy that doesn't have the full responsibilities that come with a marriage or a relationship. And I guess he somewhat gets the fun aspect of the relationships that he develops, but he doesn't have to deal with all of the other stuff. And for him, that's his happy place.
See, that's, and if, I mean, and if that's his happy place, then so be it. But I feel sad for him.
I did too at first, but when he broke it down to me, and I understood that because he said to me, he's like, Mo, you're the main person who always says everybody's happiness is different. Like, people will try to put their happiness on you, and you've been a happy guy single. You don't need that. So in his mind, he's like, don't feel that way for me because yeah. that may not make everyone else happy, but that makes him happy.
Well, and we have somebody else on the line who's in the same position, and it makes her happy. Hey, Stacey, thanks for joining the conversation. So you're perfectly content, and you're happy being the third.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I am. So I'm in a polyamorous relationship. I'm not my main partner. I am the side piece. And we've been doing this for 2 years now, and I find it so refreshing. It is so much easier. I don't have to make him my main priority. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's like, if the girlfriend's like, I don't feel like going out, and I'm like, I'm open. We can go. It's not a... The pressure of a relationship isn't there, but you're still getting kind of the same benefit.
And I can understand that, and it makes more sense coming from you. And I think it's more, since both partners know, since everybody's in the know in this, it mm-hmm. doesn't feel as icky. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. No,
actually, it doesn't feel icky at all for Stacey and her situation because everybody's in the know of where everybody stands. Whereas your guy, mm-hmm. he's the other man.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care if the guy knows or doesn't know. He's fine with it either way. And some of his experience, the guy has known, and others they didn't. But for him, as long as he doesn't have to have the responsibilities of a relationship and worry about being hurt, he's happy.
Fascinating. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.